Good morning, everyone. It's Morning Questions. We are back Tuesday morning, and I hope everyone is having a great morning and getting started with their day in the best way possible. And just wanted to share with you guys about our weekend and what all I learned and just some lessons learned. And hopefully you can ask yourself the same thing. You know, what did I learn this weekend? And I'd love to hear that in the comments and see that and read that. So what did you learn this weekend? What did you witness? What were you a part of? And what were the lessons learned? So this weekend we had our black belt testing. And the way we do our black belt testing, it's an intense thing. It starts Friday night. And it's not really something that they know what's going to happen. It's we really have our past black belts come and be a part of it, and we ask them to, you know, put their own, add something to everyone's test. So, you know, one may say, "Hey, I want them to do this and show them how to do it," and we do that on Friday. We also do that on Saturday during our black belt exam. And it's different because it's not about just, okay, this is what you have to prepare for. This is what you have to do. We'll grade you on this and you pass or fail. It's not like that. It's about personal growth. It's about breaking them down so that way they're at the base level so they understand and really learn. It's more of a lesson that whole day, and also how to get through that, just the toughness to persevere, to really commit to themselves and to what they want. And that's what's really cool about the black belt journey and the black belt testing, is seeing that commitment and seeing it through. And also, once you've done that and gone through that, just, you know, of probably 12 hours of work, of training and working hard, and also just like they have to sleep at the dojo on the floor, things like that. They're just different and uncomfortable to get to something, right? To learn about yourself, to learn about how you can grow, how you can take failure and criticism and move forward. Let's really find what it is that you have to get over. So we had two students, both actually have black belts in other styles. And so it was great for them to experience what we do and join, you know, our black belt group. And they, you know, one, it was the confidence to try new things and to not be perfect. Both of them actually kind of had that same thing as far as that block, that mental block of thinking that it has to be precise and it has to be, I have to know every move this or that way. And that instead of really opening their mind to realize that you're going to fail, but don't dwell on what that was, now we move forward, right? So failure just is a lesson, okay? We learn about it and we move on and we just keep going and succeeding. So that was one was just that confidence to keep going and not feeling like you did awful because you messed up on this one thing or you didn't do your best. You're learning, you're going on, and let's go to the next thing. And also too, when you have that, just you're exhausted, you're tired, you're ready to give up, your mind plays tricks on you, right? So it's time to control that. So that's what a lot of them learn, both of them learn during this time. The other one was that same thing, but the talking in their head and also even out loud that held them back. Because when you are trying to do something, but you are your own worst enemy and you're yelling to yourself and telling yourself what to do and what not to do, you're just making it more difficult, right? And so a lot of us do that, right? Or and another thing too is, you know, when you get criticism or advice or things like that, if you are talking while that is coming, even if you're just trying to say that so you remind yourself, you're still blocking those things that people are trying to add to you, right? Because you can really, yes, we can multitask, but for us to get the best out of what we do, we need to really just let it sit, you know, let it come, let it really sink in. And so that was what one of the other ones had to learn was that. And so I really hope that both of them take those lessons that they learned from the test and move on and really grow themselves, but also help others as well, and use that experience to reach other people. And you know, for me, I know when I do these things, I have to not only believe in what I'm doing to get that out of them, but also believe in my students that they can do it. They've gotten this far, and I know that they're gonna dig into it and find it. Some people be like, "Ah, oh, back off a little bit," you know, but they have it in them, you know. We are strong beings, and we have an amazing God who pushes us and puts us in the right place. And so as an instructor, yes, believe in what I'm doing in my teachings, but also believe in those students to push themselves and to get that to get that next step and that level of understanding of what they need to do. So, because there was several times where it was like, okay, for like breaking example, should I not finish this? Should I move on and try to do an easier break for them? And you know what? I'm glad I didn't, because they pushed through and did it. They just had, they were doing something wrong because they were letting that fear unfocus them, you know. So think about those things, guys. I hope you take every weekend or every week, and whatever you witness or whatever you're part of, if it's things at home, stuff with your kids, think about really the lessons that they learned, that you learned, and talk about it. All right. So, everyone, have a blessed day, and we will see you guys tomorrow. All right. And have an awesome week. See you guys.